could come as close as possible. I can't see everybody. I apologize. If I had the time, I would want to get to know each one of you personally, your name, where you're from, a little bit about you. Maybe afterwards, I'd love to meet all of you. I'd love you to meet me. But I think if we did that, then we would be here until Mincha. So maybe we'll have to put that off for afterwards. It's a gigantic, gigantic schuss to be here sitting together with you. I see a lot of the Shanabek guys that I've learned together with, that have taught me so much, to be with my Rabbeim, with our Rabbeim, that have taught me so much. The main reason why I'm here because Rav Mo knows that I have a low self-esteem, and if I come sit together, it'll be like a nice ego boost for me. So I'm here. It's really for myself, and hopefully, we'll all be able to gain. But I just want to thank Rav Mo and thank the Rabbeim, and especially Rav Mo for always giving of himself to me, for being such a good Rebbe, such a good friend. As Yad Hashem, hopefully together, we'll be able to glean from this special day of Tu B'Shvat. We'll be able to grow, and we'll be able to be Mosif and Avoda from here forward. So you have in front of you, if you have in front of you some Mar Makomos that have been passed around. The Gemara teaches us in Masechet Sota that Moshe Rabbeinu, in this very month, right? All Chumash Dvarim takes place in this very month. All Chumash Dvarim takes place in Chodesh Shvat. This very month, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, one of the most powerful tefillos in the history of mankind. Ad kidei kach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him to shut up, stop davening too much. One of the most powerful tefillos that was ever been mispalel. And the Gemara wonders, what exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu in his Va'eschanan, in his Tchina, what was he davening so hard for? And the Gemara wonders in Masechet Sota. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to see Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to taste Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to be part of the goings on of Eretz Yisrael. Many people have probably pointed out to you that this year, or these years in Eretz Yisrael, you have a greater zchus than Moshe Rabbeinu did, because you're able to take part in the goings on of Eretz Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't even have. Moshe Rabbeinu was mis'avet to come into Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara wonders, why? Why do you want to come in so badly? He wanted to eat the fruits. We're surrounded by beautiful fruits. If you go to the makolet, if you go to the supermarket, you see mamish peros Eretz Yisrael. Is this what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted? He wanted the apples and oranges and the rimonim and the tamarim and the zeitim. This is what he wanted? No, it couldn't have been. Respond me to Vah. He wanted to taste the goodness. No, that's lowly. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't want some fruits and some pleasures of Eretz Yisrael. Ella kach amar Moshe. Harbe mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael ve'ein miskayimin ela Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there was many, many mitzvos hatzluyos Eretz Yisrael. There's many mitzvos that could only be miskayimin Eretz Yisrael. And that's what he wanted so badly, to come in to be able to do those mitzvahs. I want to do all the mitzvahs at Tluyos Baritz. So it wasn't for the fruits, and it wasn't for the pleasures. But in Cain, we have a difficulty. Hopefully at the end of our surah today, and probably multiple times a day, we say an ala michya, we say an ala peros, we say an ala gefen, apia gefen. And in the Girs of Arala Michya, we're all familiar. Uvnei Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, Vimheir, Abi Ameinu, Vahaleinu, Lusocha, Vesamcheinu, Bivinyana. And we daven, Vinochal, Mipiriyav, Nizba, Mituva. We daven to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and to take pleasure in the Tuv Haaretz. But the Gemara just gave such harif musr to Moshe Rabbeinu, but he could have just wanted the fruits of the Tuv Haaretz. But we're davening for it. We're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be? So in truth, if you look in the next source, if you look in the Torah quotes the Smag, and the Smag says, Yesh omrim v'nocha l'priyav nisba mituva v'ein l'omro. Don't say this in your alamichya. A crazy opinion. Don't say these words when you make an alamichya. Don't daven to eat the fruits and to take pleasures in the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. No. We only want Eretz Yisrael, l'kayim mitzvos atzluyos ba. Davin I will do the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. But the fruits, okay, Beseder, I can get apples and oranges in America. I can get apples and oranges in Teaneck. I can get apples and oranges in five towns. I'm not coming to Eretz Yisrael for fruits. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be in Eretz Yisrael for fruits. Don't say that in your Alam Mechia. And the Rush as well, quotes the Torah. The Rush also. The Rush. The posek for Ashkenazim. Don't say V'nochal B'yom Yisrael Mituva. But we all know, if you've ever looked in any bencher, any Alam Mechia, we have that girsa, we say it. We're mispalel to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael and to take pleasure in the two of Eretz Yisrael. Why? So if you look at the next source, the Bach has a tema on the Torah. I'm kind of talking a different halacha. The Bach has a tema on the Torah. The Bach says, what? Hello, Kedusha Saharetz. If you look inside the beautiful words of the Bach, Hello, Kedusha Saharetz, Anishbas, Ba, Mikedusha Saharetz, El Yona, Hinishbas. Gam Beperu says, Shion, Kedusha Sashchina, Shochenes, Bekar, Baharetz. We don't have time to go through the entire Bach, but if you look, the Bach says, are you kidding me, Smag? Are you kidding me, Rush? Do you know what Peros Eretz Israel are? Do you know what's in the ground of Israel? I'm sure as you just came back from a teul. I'm sure as you begin to see the land more, you begin to realize that this land is not like every other land. And the fruits are not like every other fruit. And the way the Bach puts it, the Shekhinah is within the apples and oranges. And the pears of Eretz Yisrael are not just the apples and oranges of Teaneck. Right? And Allah has come with the Shiva Saminim and the Rimonim and the Tmarim. They're not just the apples and oranges and the Tmarim and the Rimonim that you'll grow in your garden in the Golus. The Shekhinah is in these fruits. Of course we have a taiva to come and to eat the pears of Eretz Yisrael and to take pleasures in the Tuva Aretz. So in Cain, what's with Moshe Rabbeinu? What's with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu could have been Nesava for Achilas Peres Eretz Yisrael. If it's such a good thing, why did the Gemara, so harif? What, he wanted to eat the fruits? Yeah, right, he wanted to eat the fruits. Hold on, but the fruits are holy. And that's our Girsa Baal HaMichya, the fruits are holy. I'd like to present two answers to this question. One of them, we'll go through quickly, it's the answer of Rabbi Nassan of Breslov in Likutei Halachos that you have in the next verse in front of you. Rabbi Nassan of Breslov says, that in Achanami, A stam person, when he eats fruits, so he's eating fruits. But there's a combination of the mitzvos tatfuyos ba'aretz, along with the peres of Eretz Yisrael, that helps a person when he eats the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. He's not just eating fruits. When a person is mekayim the mitzvos tatfuyos ba'aretz, then the fruits of Eretz Yisrael also become imbued with a me'imat elyon, a pleasantness, a sweetness, a loftiness, a godliness. And the fruits become exalted. When a person is involved in the mitzvot atluyos baretz, then in Achanami, then the peres Eretz Yisrael becomes special. And if you look in Rabbi Nassan, Barichas, we don't have time, you see how he develops. Well, maybe we'll read the last line. It's a beautiful development, Rabbi Nassan, but not for now. If you look at the end, Kianu Royim on the second page, Kianu Royim Shekol, the end, Kianu Royim Shekol Shvach Eretz Yisrael, Yim Shabech Otashi Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, Eretz Chitah Usra Vagefen Nutina. We know that Eretz Yisrael is praised for its fruits. V'zeshe Mitaretz Ela Bishvil Kayem Mitzvos Atluyos Baretz. Then in Achanami, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael. But really, Hainu Ki Be'emes Shvach Eretz, Kein Hein Pirosa Tovim Vani'imos, Vani'imim. That the greatest praise for Eretz Yisrael is the fruits. And when we're mekayim the mitzvos tatzluyos baretz, when we connect to Eretz Yisrael through the mitzvos tatzluyos baretz, and we work the land, and we separate trumas and maestros, which is the ikar of today, to be involved in trumas and maestros, then we're able to taste the specialness of these fruits. Then the rimonim becomes special. When we're mekayim the mitzvos tatzluyos baretz, we connect to the land through mitzvos tatzluyos baretz. Then the Peros Eretz Yisrael actually become different. They become imbued with godliness. And the only way we'll be able to taste them is if we work the land. There's a famous story about the Ayin. About the Ayin came to Eretz Yisrael and he was told the land is paved with gold. He was told the land is something so far beyond. And he came and he saw the regular dirt and he saw the regular fruits and he didn't see anything special and he went into his room and he cried for weeks and weeks and weeks. And this person, this messenger that had come to him back in Avrich, back in Europe, he said, "What? You lied to me. Eretz Yisrael is the same. And he said, no. It's the same, if you look at it, the same as you look at everything else. If you look at Eretz Yisrael the same way as you look at New York, then it'll be the same. But if you connect Eretz Yisrael through the mitzvot, and if you look at Eretz, you begin to look at Eretz Yisrael in the way that a Jew is supposed to look at Eretz Yisrael, then it'll become different. And he went into his room and he was Paolo for days and days. And when he came out, he finally saw it. And this is where Rabbi Nassim of Breslov says that the Peiros and Achrami can become special, but it's only through the mitzvot. Answer number one. But now I would like to develop a different answer. And Bezrat Hashem, through this answer, we'll come to a deeper understanding of Tu B'Shvat. We'll come to maybe a deeper understanding of ourselves. We'll come to an avoda. It's a crucial avoda for this time of the year. The Gemara in Masechas Kesubos, the very last line of Masechas Kesubos teaches, Atidin kol ilan yisrak shaber yitzrael shitanu peiros. We know that at the end of days, even trees which are not fruit-bearing trees, pine trees, oak trees. Anybody ever eaten a... maybe there are some pine fruits. But trees which are not fruit-bearing trees. Anybody ever eat a fruit? These trees are not fruit-bearing trees. But you know what the Gemara tells us? That lasid lavo, even these types of trees in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to bear fruits. Even those trees which seemed like they didn't have the capacity, they didn't have the potentials for fruits, lasid lavo, even these trees are going to bear fruits. Listen to the beautiful words of a very special Rebbe in America, Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, in a sefer, the Emunah Sitecha. He quotes his Gemara in Ksubas and he teaches, "Va'inyan hu d'v'maisa brachus votziv Hashem yisbarach shi'u lanu shi'itanu peiros." You think when God created the world, He wanted there to be a tree that didn't give fruits? No, for sure not. In Gan Eden, there was no such thing as a non-fruit-bearing tree. Every single tree that you saw in Gan Eden was a fruit-bearing tree. The oak tree had beautiful fruits. The pine tree had beautiful fruits. Every single tree that you can imagine had beautiful fruits. But then there came a destruction, and there became a brokenness in the world. And when the world became broken, things that were initially meant to give fruits stopped giving fruits. Things that were initially meant to explode with shefa, with abundance, with bracha, the way it was meant to be from the creation, the shefa stopped. The bracha stopped. Some fruits continued, some trees continued to give fruits. But then there became something called ilanei srak, non-fruit-bearing trees. Says Moshe Wolfson, however, Shekeinu Seder Abriya, that we know that when the Ribono Shel Olam created the world, every single tree was meant to give a fruit. But then Adam HaRishon was Chote, and Niskalula Adama Kemodichtiv Aru Adama Bavreich, there became a curse on the world, a curse on the earth. And the world stopped being able to have so much power to give forth fruits. Vinis Havi Ilani Srak and non fruit bearing trees came into the world. And now there's trees that can't give any fruits. Avalo Asid Lavo, says Moshe Wolfson, Kishayitukan Chait Shel Adam HaRishon. But at the end of days, when the world is once again refined, once again perfected, once again is restored to the way the Ribono Shel Olam wanted it to be in the beginning. A power of fruit bearing, a power of flourishing will be given once again to all the trees. At the end of days, such things as non-fruit bearing trees, there won't be such a habamina. Every single tree will give fruits. Even those trees that for thousands of years weren't able to bear fruits. There's an idea brought down in Sfarim. I have it here from the Sefer Oy B'Yisrael of the Abdur Rav. It's brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim. Many people say these so. It's based on the Gemara. Gemara and Sota they have in front of you. But if you look in the Oy B'Yisrael, at the bottom of this page onto the next page in the bold, had Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael, had Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, you know what it would have been? It would have been the Tikkun. The world would have achieved perfection right away, the Sfarim teach us. And it was for this reason that Moshe Rabbeinu says that after Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael because it wasn't time yet. Had the world been perfected, too early. Had it come to its point of perfection too early, the Svarim teach us. Then if, Rahman al-Itzlan, like we saw, there was a need for punishment, a need for Khorban following Moshe Rabbeinu's entrance into Eretz Yisrael, then the Khorban would have been ultimate. Because if the perfection would have been ultimate, then the punishment would have been ultimate. And we know what the outcome of that would have been. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken his anger out on sticks and stones, but he would have had to take his anger out on his children. Like the Gemara says, it's the greatest celebration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only took his anger out on sticks and stones. And it was a great bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to come into Eretz Yisrael because it gave us more time to develop. We didn't achieve our perfection so early. We had more time to develop, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us a patch, it wasn't the ultimate patch. It was a momentary patch. And we were able to come back and build a second Beis HaMikdash. And we got another patch. And Bezrat Hashem, soon we're going to be able to come back and build a third Beis HaMikdash. And then it'll be ultimate. And once it's ultimate, then there's not going to be any need for any more patches. And the tikkun will be ultimate. And then it'll be infinite. But had Moshe Rabbeinu come in at that point, say the Svarim, the tikkun would have been complete. And perhaps this tikkun would have also been all tikkunim would have been. It would have been the olam tikkun. The ilan yisrak of Eretz Yisrael also would have begun to bear fruits. Had Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael at that moment, then what would we have seen? We would have seen the pine trees give their fruits and the oak trees give their fruits. In Cain, what was Moshe Rabbeinu mispalel for? Again, back to our initial question. The Gemara says, "Yeah, right, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for fruits." But in our bracha and alam michya, we daven for the fruits. We daven for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. But listen close. So what's with the Gemara? Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for fruits. We know, because we don't hold like this Gemara. We don't hold that Eretz Yisrael is only for mitzvos. We hold that Eretz Yisrael is also for peros. When the Gemara says, "Yeah, right, Moshe Rabbeinu daven for fruits," you know what he's talking about? That Gemara in Sota. That's talking about stamazoy apples and oranges. Yeah, right, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the stamazoy apples and oranges. Yeah, right, Moshe Rabbeinu just wanted to eat the fruits that we know. Moshe Rabbeinu was nisava for fruits, the fruits of tikkun, the fruits of the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam created from the very beginning. And when we daven in Alam Michya, those are the exact words that we're davening for as well. It's not just, "I want to go to Israel and eat the apples. I want to go to Israel and eat the dates and the pomegranates." We say, "Uvnei Yerushalayim." It's all in the context of the Olam HaTikun. We say, and Bezrat Hashem will say at the end of this, we'll say in Al HaPeros, "Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Bimheira Biyameinu." We daven for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. "V'aleinu L'socha." And we daven for the Kibbutz Galios. We daven for those specific fruits. We daven to eat the fruits of the perfected world, the fruits of Yemos HaMashiach. These are the fruits that Moshe Rabbeinu was also perhaps mispalel for. And it wasn't only the mitzvah of Tzuyas Baretz, of course that's the highest, but the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, the fruits of the Ilan Yisrak. Had Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael at that point, there wouldn't have been such a thing as a non-fruit-bearing tree, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten to eat. From what? From trees that we've never seen fruits. Mamish paradise. There's no room for a non-fruit-bearing tree in paradise. There's no room for a non-fruit-bearing tree in the Yemos HaMashiach. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael and seen. And that's what we're mispalel for when we make an Alam Michya. To eat those fruits from the trees that it seems are not bearing fruits yet. And now let's go a little further. The Gemara teaches us in Masechah Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbi Abba, in Ketzach HaMagula Mizeh, there is no greater sign of the Yemos HaMashiach than this. What's this? V'atem Harei Yisrael Anpichem Titnu Uperichem Tisau. The branches of Israel and the trees of Israel are going to begin to bear fruits. Says Rashi, what's it talking about? What is this sign of the ultimate redemption? Kishetitein Eretz Yisrael Piria. Be'ayin yafe, when Eretz Yisrael once again gives fruits in abundance. Azikari vakeitz, this is a sign of Geula is near. And you know what the context of that pasuk in Yechezkel is? Eretz Yisrael is desolate. Eretz Yisrael is bare. The words of the Radak in that pasuk, the words of the Mitzudas David in that pasuk, Lo Tiyod Shomeima. There will be no more, I apologize, not in front of you, there will be no more desolation anymore. There will be no more bare land. But fruits will begin to sprout from that bare land. What happens on today in Tu B'Shvat? On Tu B'Shvat, the Gemara teaches us, in the Bavli first, the Gemara teaches us, Ho'il v'yatzuro gishmei shana, all of the rains have passed, and now the buds begin to come. And as Rashi tells us, the famous words of Rashi, what happens? Zman revia v'ala sraf bilanos, the sap begins to rise in the trees, and there's a rebirth going on in nature. But now the words of the Yerushalmi says, you know what the Yerushalmi says? And listen close. The Yerushalmi says that what happens from this year until today, you know what happens? Every fruit is yonek. Every fruit gets its sustenance from the rains of this past year. But from today onwards, the trees begin to be yonek. Mikan ve'ilach hen chayim mimei hashana haba. From this day onwards, all of the rains of this year now begin to give the sustenance to the trees. This day is the crossover point. Today is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot, because now it's when the trees begin the year. Mamish, the trees begin their year today. The rains of this year only begin to now, since it takes a long time for the rains to seep into the earth and to grow up the roots and to sustain the tree. Up till today, the water sustaining the tree had been from last year. From today forward are the rains of this year. Now listen closely. Listen closely from the following Torah from the Rebbe of Zhidkov, the Imre Noam, grandson of the Rapshitzer. He says as follows. There's 22 days. There's two 22-day periods in the year connected to one another. One of them begins in Shivas Arba Tammuz, and one of them begins in Rosh Hashanah. The one in Shivas Arba Tammuz ends with Tisha B'Av, and at the culmination of that 22 period, you know what happens? A great destruction happens. And simultaneously, Chazal teach us that also the greatest rebirth in the history of mankind happens. The birth of Mashiach happens after Chatzos on the day of Tisha B'Av. And connected this 22-day period of darkness and of pain and of mourning, it's culminated in the greatest possible rebirth. And it's connected another 22-day period. Follow close. We start in Rosh Hashanah the process of purifying the world. And do you know what the culmination of that 22-day period is? Shmini Atzeres. And what happens in midday on Shmini Atzeres? What's the Iker Tefillah on Shmini Atzeres? Tefillah is Geshem. We dive in for the Geshamim. Says the Imre Noam of Zhidkov, Bizchus, you can look at it inside, it's the most gorgeous words, Bizchus, the Yichud that we have with Ribbono Shel'olam at the moment when we're diving for the Geshamim. Bizchus, that Yichud, we have the capacity to give birth to Mashiach Tzidkenu at the culmination of the 22-day period from Shabbos Arba Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. And it's that very moment after Chatzos on Shmini Atzeres, we're down for Geshem, that gives us the capacity for the rebirth of the culmination of the 22-day period on Tisha B'Av, the birth of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And it's because of our tefillah l'Geshamim. And when we're mispalel every single year for the Geshamim, we're also mispalel that Mashiach should be born this coming Tisha B'Av. And we're mispalel that this year should be the Tzmicha. That this year Mashiach should sprout. That this year Mashiach should come forth from the rubble of our Avelus. What's the first day of the year when we begin to taste from the rains that we were mispalel for on Shmini Atzeres? Said the Yerushalmi, you know what the first day of the year when we begin to taste the rains that we were mispalel for on Shmini Atzeres, what did the Yerushalmi teach us? When is that day? That day is Tu B'Shvat. On Tu B'Shvat we begin to taste for the rains that we were mispalel for during Tfilas Geshamim on Shmini Atzeres. And it's those rains which Gufa have the koyach to bring us Mashiach this Tisha B'Av, the birth of Mashiach this Tisha B'Av. And it's this day which brings about a transformation from a world of rains which give us stamazoi fruits to a world which can give us fruits of Mashiach, fruits of Tikkun, unbelievable fruits, fruits from trees which seem desolate, fruits from trees which we never believed could grow fruits before. And we know the Torah teaches us, this is the theme song of Tu B'Shvat. The only reason why Tu B'Shvat means anything for anybody is because of the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. Kitatzor al yer yamim rabim lilachim ala lo letafsa lo tashchis es eitza lindoach alav garzen. When you surround the city, don't lay a hand on any trees. Don't lay an axe on any tree. Every single tree that you come across while you're laying siege to a city, you better respect, you better cherish. Ki mimeno tochel, from that tree you'll eat. Voto lo tichrot, and you cannot destroy it. You cannot cut off its life source. And the famous words, ki ha'adam eitz ha'sade, for man is a tree of the field. Lavo mipanecha b'matzur. The trees are us. And on Tu B'Shvat, when we're celebrating the day when we begin to be sustained from the rains, which can be the rains of the birth of Mashiach, on Tu B'Shvat, the world mamish changes. Every single year, for all of history, from the Chet of Gan Eden, there was no possible way that an oak tree or a pine tree or fill in any other Ilan Srak, non-fruit-bearing tree could give a fruit. But every single year on Tu B'Shvat, when we begin to taste from the rains of the Geshem that we daven for this year, we begin to draw sustenance from a rain, we hope that we daven. And we have to expect that this year the rains are going to be different. This year the rains aren't going to be stam rains which are going to give us apples and oranges, the same apples and oranges of Teaneck and of New York and of the Gullus. But this year, we daven that the rains should bring us the peros from those trees which for thousands of years we haven't seen those peros. The peros that we've been missing from when the world was imperfected. And Adam eitz ha'sadeh, it's no coincidence that Tu B'Shvat falls out always. If you haven't been listening till now listen close. Every single year Tu B'Shvat falls out before the last two parashios of this very, very special and holy time. The time of Shovavim. Every single year Tu B'Shvat comes before the parashios of Yisro and Mishpatim. And Yisro and Mishpatim have a totally different nature than every other parasha in Shovavim. In Shmos, in Va'ira, and Bo, we were in Galus. Excuse Shmos and Va'ira, we're in Galus. And we're being tortured and tormented, and the pain is unbearable. And then Bo and B'Shalach, we're in the process. And we're coming out of it. And those 2 weeks, the Avoda is to begin to come out. To begin to come out of it. And then Yisro and Mishpatim, the last 2 weeks of the Shovavim. You ever looked in the parashios of Yisro and Mishpatim? They're different than every single parasha we've had so far. And all of Chumash. What's different about Yisro and Mishpatim? Mitzvos. Aseres HaDibros, Mishpatim full of mitzvos. Mitzvos, dinim, all mitzvos. And if you look in the Gemara, you know what the Gemara says? What are the peros? If you look in source number 18, what are the peros of a person? What are the peros of a person that can begin to be tzomeach for these last 2 weeks of Shovavim? The Gemara teaches us, if you look inside, the peros of an Adam are his mitzvos. These 2 weeks ahead of us, from Tu B'Shvat onwards, we begin to be tzomeach fruits. We begin, let's learn inside source number 17. We stand with 4 weeks of the Shovavim completed. You could think to yourself, we passed 4 weeks already, and I'm still the exact same person that I was at the beginning. I'm still an Ilan Srak. What's an Ilan Srak? I'm still a non-fruit bearing tree. My potentials and my kochos, they're not bearing fruits, and they're even being chas v'shalom lo aleinu misdirected. And every single bit of my life force and my vitality, it's not bearing fruits, and it's going crooked, it's going wrong. And I think to myself, at this point, 4 weeks gone, I'm just a shovav. I'm left just as a shovav. I'm left just as a menace. I'm left with no perfection whatsoever. The lie in front of us always after Tu B'Shvat after we taste the rains that we were mispalel before in the Geshamim, in Tulas Geshem, lie in front of us, Yisrael Mishpatim. The time when finally we can see our peiros begin to sprout. Yisrael Mishpatim, full of mitzvos. It's from this point onwards, from Tu B'Shvat onwards, that we can take the reins. Take the reins. The reins are mispalel for. And this year we tell ourselves the reins are going to be different. All of that Shpa'ot, all of that, that which has gone into us this year, it's different than that which has gone into us every other year of our lives. Every year of my life till now in high school, you know what's going into me? What's been going into me is these classes, and these distractions, and these pressures. But this year we've had this chus of having the reins of Eretz Yisrael. And Mamish Baruch Hashem, this year we've had the reins of Eretz Yisrael. B'Zrat Hashem, this should continue. And this year the reins of Eretz Yisrael and the Torah of Eretz Yisrael and every drop of Hashpah that's gone into us this year in Yeshiva, it's totally different than every drop that's gone into us for our lives up till now. And therefore in Tu B'Shvat, when we begin to finally reveal the life force of every drop of Shefa that's come into us, we say to ourselves, this year it can be different. This year, that which comes out of me is going to be different than that which has come out of me every Tu B'Shvat until now. My entire life until now, maybe, Rachmana Litzlan, I've been an Ilan Srak. And I haven't really gotten my peiros out. My potentials have gone astray. I know how much koach I have, but I haven't been able to reveal it in the way that I've always wanted to. But on this year on Tu B'Shvat, and every year on Tu B'Shvat, our tefillah is Uvnei Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh B'mhira B'yameinu V'aleinu L'socha V'samcheinu B'vinyana V'nochal Mikriya. This year we want to eat the fruits of the world of Tikkun. And what lies in front of us is Yisrael Mishpatim, full of mitzvos, full of unbelievable opportunity for avoda. And right behind that, Mishenichras Adar Rabbi Mesimcha. And right behind that, the Chodesh HaGeula. And right behind that, Kabbalah HaTorah. What we have in front of us from here on in is the capacity to reveal fruits that have never been revealed before. You know, when the Pasuk said, Ki Adam Eitzah Sadeh, and the dinim of that mitzvah, so if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, which we didn't have time for, the dinim of that mitzvah are what? Just take care of the tree. Bal Tashchis. What's Bal Tashchis? Don't be wasteful. Take care. Take care of the tree. Guard it. Treasure it. The tree is precious. Guard the tree, guard the potentials. And don't worry, fear not. The peiros will come. The peiros vade will come. And as that pasuk said, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, it's a nebach, an Eitz HaSadeh. You know what's an Eitz HaSadeh? It's a tree in a field. One tree in a field is very nebach. It's a huge field and one tree nebach. But David HaMelech teaches us, and with this we'll conclude, Yismichu HaShemayim V'Tagel HaAretz. Your amayam, the entire world will fill up. All of the shemayim will fill up with simcha. The entire world will fill with a gila, with a joy that we've never seen. Ya'lo sadai v'chol asher bo, aziranenu kol atzei yar. It's not one nebach tree in a field, but it's atzei hayar. It's a whole forest of trees, and not just any trees. It's trees of peiros, full of peiros. The fruits of our lives, which we haven't yet to see. But this year, it's batuach that we're going to see them. This year, the rains of Eretz Yisrael have been mishpa into our veins, into our neshamas, into our kishkas. And we need to make sure that we cherish every drop of shefa that's come into us this year. And from this day forth, Be'ezrat Hashem, will be zocha to see the peros of our own trees. We'll be zocha to see the peros of every single drop of water that's come into us. We'll be zocha together to see the peros of a world of tikkun, the peros that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for. Not just the normal peros, but the peros of those trees that have been lying barren for thousands of years. And Be'ezrat Hashem, this year the Geshamim will bring us the sprouting of Mashiach Tzidkenu and the sprouting of our own trees. And we'll cherish every drop of potential that we have, and every drop of Gishmei Eretz Yisrael that's gone into us, and Torah Eretz Yisrael that's gone into us. And from this day forth, we'll be zocha to see ourselves as not just an Eitz HaSadeh, but as an Atzei Hayar, full of peiros, We'll get to be proud of our peiros, proud of our potentials, proud of every single drop of who we are and what we can bring to the world. And I give to you and to myself a bracha that from Tu B'Shvat onwards, we see a tzmicha, a flowering, and a blossoming of such wonderful peiros, and to enjoy and to now jump on the roller coaster that begins Yisro and Mishpatim, the last 2 weeks of the Avodah of Shovvim, the Avodah of starting to sprout forth the peiros, and then Purim, and then Pesach, and then Kabbalah Satorah. We should be only zocha to see nothing but peiros, our own peiros, the peiros of all of Klal Yisrael, and we should fill up the world with a forest full of the peiros of the Ilan Yisrak, which were once Ilan Yisrak, and now full of the most unbelievable fruits, the fruits of the Mashiach.
Amen.